post-World War II years, 二战后的美国。Since 1945, the U.S. had entered a 25-year economic boom. The cornerstones were the automobile, housing, and defense industries. During this period, the economy grew at an average rate of 3.5% per year.The nation's GNP rose from just over $200 billion to 1946 to close to $1 trillion in 1970. Crucial to the post-war economic boom was the baby boom, the upsurge in births and military spending. More than 63 million babies were born between 1946 and 1961 in the U.S., and this increased consumption.
自1945年以来，美国经济进入了长达25年的繁荣期，其中的支柱产业为汽车、住房和国防工业。这期间，经济以平均每年 3.5% 的速度增长，国民生产总值从1946年的2000亿美元增长到1970年的近1万亿美元。对战后经济增长至关重要的是生育高峰和军队开支。在1946年到1961年期间，有6350万以上的婴儿出生，这增加了消费的总额。
As a result of the development of American economy, America became the strongest power in the Western world. In the early post-war period, the Cold War was the most important political and diplomatic issue.
由于美国经济的发展，美国二战后成为西方世界最强大的国家，在战后初期，冷战是其中最重要的政治和外交事件。
It grew out of disagreements between the Soviet Union and the United States. The U.S. wanted to spread its sphere of influence and restrict the Soviet Union and communism. Thus began the conflicts between the two camps of the superpowers.Which eventually led to the outbreak of the Cold War.
冷战产生于苏联和美国之间的分歧。美国想扩大自己的势力范围，限制苏联和共产主义。两个超级大国之间的冲突就这样开始了。他们的冲突最终导致了冷战的爆发。
In the spring of 1947, President Truman declared the Truman Doctrine.In order to establish the U.S. hegemony in the post-war world, this marked the beginning of the Cold War. Over the next 40 years, U.S. foreign policy would be shaped by the dominant reality of the Cold War, the Truman Doctrine, the Marshall Plan, NATO, the Korean War, the Missile Crisis, the Vietnam War, the Reagan-Star Wars, all eroded.Out of the Cold War mentality.
1947年春，杜鲁门总统宣布杜鲁门主义，以确立美国在战后世界的霸权。这标志着冷战的开始。在接下来的40年里，美国的外交政策都受到冷战主导现实的影响。杜鲁门主义、马歇尔计划、北约、朝鲜战争、导弹危机、越南战争和里根的星球大战都是源于冷战思维。